This is the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 642. Happy New Year! Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn, and this podcast is here to build a diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, please email the artist. Let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Like this show, musicians depend on your generosity to keep making music. So please find a way to support them. Buy a CD, album, pen, shirt, digital download, or join their community on Patreon. You can find a link to all the artists in the show notes along with show times when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And if you are a Celtic musician or in a Celtic band, then please submit your band to be played on the podcast. You don't have to send in music or an EPK, electronic press kit for those who don't know. Just send an email to gift@bestcelticmusic.net. That's gift@bestcelticmusic.net. You will get a free ebook called Celtic Musician's Guide to Digital Music and learn how to follow the podcast. It's 100% free. And of course, anyone can send that because there's a lot of gifts that are over on that email link. So even if you're not a Celtic musician, send an email to gift@bestcelticmusic.net so you can follow the show. If you're not already subscribed, Happy New Year. It is 2024 and I have a number of big plans for the year. It all starts in a couple weeks with a new Kickstarter. We're funding Merch merch for the new year. In fact, we're funding 100 Celtic pins, 100 Celtic CDs, and 100 Celtic shirts as part of the Make 100 Kickstarter campaign that they do every January. Make sure you're subscribed to our Celtic Music Magazine so you don't miss the launch of the Kickstarter, or even better, go to markgunn.com/Kickstarter. You will be one of the first to be notified about the launch over on Kickstarter. That link goes straight over to the Kickstarter page, and you can follow the pre-launch page. And if you don't remember the URL, just go to the website, CelticMusicPodcast.com. I hope you enjoyed the best Celtic bands and tunes of 2023. If you did, it's now time to start work on the Celtic Top 20 of 2024. So in every episode, I ask you to vote for all of your favorite songs and tunes in the show. At the end of the year, I compile your votes to create a best of episode, and this is the first episode that you can vote for in 2024, so get those votes in. Remember, you do need to be a patron of the podcast to vote. You can sign up for as little as $1 per episode and cap how much you want to spend per month. Yes, even $1. I'll tell you more about our Patreon later in the show. We kicked off the show with Ed Yother, When I Told Her I Loved Her and Sprained Her Ankle, Coffee on the Bricks, and The Persistence of Noel Reid. It's from his album, First Figure, and I was particularly amused by this track. I picked this whole playlist out before I went on vacation and before I sprained my ankle. So, you know. Thanks, Ed, for making that happen. Next up is Mary Beth Carty with Way to Judic from Crossing the Causeway. Thank you.
Come green and white and trip along till night becomes the day. Jump up and dance the tumble, jump up and duck and leap. Jump up and wake the people that the parson put to sleep. They brandished up from tabors, they gone and sped in showers. Came lads and lasses after them with feet like dancing flowers.
Come in with bows of May. Come green and white and trip along till night becomes the day.
The earth is dressed in flowers, bedecked as if to wed. Go on and kiss the lady all before the moment's fled. The dusky velvet hassocks were clipped with fragrant dew, and the fun grew white with hawthorn, it frothed in every hue. And the parson's beard was frosted from the queen's hawthorny kiss, when like a Morris sabre, Tom raised his tabor, bounded to the pulpit, and commenced a preaching this.
Oh, singing, come on, come in with streamers, come in with bows of May. Come green and white and triple on till night becomes the day.
We sing of light arisen from our Lord who shed and died. Your God's alive in Greenwood, with a lady by.
of a jolly bag and find him jumping on the plane. He came into a farmer's daughter lodging for the gain. The farmer's daughter, she came down and viewed him cheek and chin. He says he is a handsome man, a pretty darky man, and we'll go no more roving, roving in the night. We'll go no more roving, lad, the moon shines bright, and we'll go no more roving. He wouldn't lie within the barn, nor yet within the fire, but see within the corner light and by the kitchen fire. Oh, then the beggar's bed was made of good clean sheets and hay, and down beside the kitchen fire the jolly beggar lay. And we'll go no more roving, roving in the night. We'll go no more roving, let the moon shines bright, and we'll go no more roving. Farmer's daughter, she came down and bolted the kitchen door, and there she saw the beggar standing naked on the floor. He took the daughter in his arms and to the bed he ran. And sir, she said, be easy now, you walk a turgid man, and we'll go no more roving, roving in the night. We'll go no more roving, let the moon shine so bright, and we'll go no more. You are some gentleman, for you have stole my maiden head, and I am quite undone. I am no lord, I am no squire, a beggar say be one, and beggars say be robbers, so you are quite undone. And we'll go no more roving, roving in the night. We'll go no more roving, let the moon shine so bright, and we'll go no more roving. She took the bed and bow, and threw it at the wall. Tis go, you and the beggar man, the maiden head and all. And we'll go no more roving, roving in the night. We'll go no more roving, let the moon shine so bright. And we'll go no more roving, roving in the night. We'll go no more roving, let the moon shine so bright. And we'll go no more roving.
After Mary Beth Carty came Rambling Sailors with Mary May Folk from Tales from the White Horse, then Moore with Gone Fishing and Lee the Knave from their album Phoenix. Ian McHarg was after that with The Jolly Beggar from Kilnaben, Music of the Mountain. Hope you enjoyed that set, and I hope you will provide us with some feedback, because I do want to hear what you have to say. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? Send me an email. I'd love to see a picture of what you're doing while listening, or of a band that you saw recently. Email me at CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Aaron G. emailed, "Hey Mark, regarding the proposed whiskey tour, it's one of my bucket list items to go on an invasion, but teaching makes it difficult. For this proposal, I start back up August 9th, 2024. If you end up scheduling earlier, let me know. were definitely into hiking. Actually, this is old now, but one of the What Are You Doing While Listening to the Podcast was running from Woodsworth's Dove Cottage in Grasmere, UK, up to Easdale Tarn in heavy rain. Even with rain jackets, we got wet, but it was glorious and the music matched the scenery. That sounds fantastic. Thank you, Eric. Regarding the proposed whiskey tour, I mentioned this a few months back, of a whiskey tour of Scotland, and I am still debating this idea. If it is, it's going to be a flash event, so stay tuned, because we will need to confirm a lot of stuff in a very short period of time. I don't know about the date yet, or anything, if it's going to happen. Right now, I'm still finishing up the Celtic invasion of the Isle of Man. I'm considering the idea of adding a second invasion to my annual trips, but we'll see. We'll see if I can make that happen. And of course, I would still love to do a whiskey tour. That would be just brilliant. I love whiskey. Rich Hoffman replied to the Celtic Music Magazine's Christmas greetings. Thank you for all the great music, Mark. It is a true gift. Happy 2024. Emilio Marco Colombo also replied, many thanks, Mark, and a big hug from Italy. And thank you always for the beautiful music you offer us. You all are very welcome. I hope you had a wonderful holiday season. Patrick Reiger emailed photos. Hello, Mark. Here are photos from the Celtic Christmas music show, Celtic Pittsburgh, hosted at Mulaney's Harp and Fiddle the evening of December 9th. The performers were K.L. Dune, Mike Clancy, and Alan Booth of Abbott's Cross, Bill McShane of the University of Pittsburgh Nationality Rooms and Intercultural Exchange Program, speaking about the Scottish Room, Kip Ruffel and Lawrence McCullough of the Rip Kufel Trio, Jessica Willard on Hammered Dulcimer, and Rich Patrick with Sue Borowski, Rich Lang, and Jim Borowski. The pub was packed that night, and everyone had a great time. A big thanks to the staff of the Harp for handling such a crowd so well. Thank you, Patrick, for all of those photos. I'm only going to include a couple in this episode. I think I'm going to try to... it takes a bit of time to compile, to shrink them down to size and format them and such. So I think I'm going to start just including like a couple pictures with each email. But don't stop sending the photos. Patrick, you're doing a great job. So please keep sending your photos in. Bill Mandeville commented on Patreon, great Christmas podcast. A family member commented that the songs were so fresh and original. Not the supermarket fare you hear ad nauseum this time of year. Here's wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas. He also wrote a separate post regarding the Celtic Top 20 episode. I jotted down a couple songs to vote for, but only to find out the songs were from the 2012 podcast and not on the list. That's when I got this epiphany. Why don't you reopen the best of prior year? You can call it best of 2012 for real this time. That could be interesting. I've been thinking about doing some occasionally re-releasing past episodes, which I know isn't going to matter to most of people, but for new people who are finding stuff, it might be a new way to explore some of those past episodes. And re-releasing the best of episodes might be a lot of fun, particularly on those off months when I don't actually have shows planned. So we'll see how that works out. Another thing to consider of my mini plans for the new year. Annalise Laughlin emailed, hi Mark, I'm enjoying some quiet time and listening to Celtic Christmas 2023 episode while brainstorming my New Year's resolutions. Thank you so much for continuing to produce your podcast. I love listening whenever the mood strikes me, and it is always brings me joy. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you, Annalise. I really appreciate it. Finally, Gwendolyn Glusman emailed a photo. Hi, Mark. I think I first enjoyed the Irish and Celtic Music podcast in late 2005, but I wasn't much into podcasts then, and I lost track of it. Then on December 26, 2022, exactly 1 year ago, I did some Google image searches, and a logo caught my eye, and I rediscovered your podcast. Been avidly listening since then, and became a patron in January 2023. I typically listen to the podcast while walking in the neighborhood or while commuting, which I do by bus. It always lifts my mood. Also, very much enjoying the Celtic Christmas podcast. Here's a photo from Dervish at the Triple Door in Seattle, November 7th. I heard from you that they were touring and very much appreciated the show with friends. Thank you so much, Gwendolyn. Thank everyone for sending in your comments. I do want those comments, so send in yours. CelticPodcast@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. I'd love to know some of your New Year's resolutions, too. What are your plans for the new year? How are you planning on getting involved with Celtic music in 2024? I know the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is already a sponsor of the Savannah Irish Festival next month. I believe Sire is playing there. You should go check it out. And if you want tickets, drop me a line. Maybe I can score some for you. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that particularly, but you never know. So drop me a line. All right, let's get back to the music. Madman's Window is up next with the Wild Rover from All Guns Blazing Live.
I've been the Wild Rover for many's the year, and I've spent all me money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold in great store, and I never will play the Wild Rover no more. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the Wild Rover. No, never, no more. Well, I went into an alehouse I used to frequent, I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such a custom like yours I could have any day. And it's no nay, never. No nay, never, no more will I play the Wild Rover. No, never, no more. I took from me pockets 10 sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She says, I have whiskies and wines of the best, and the words that she told me were only in jest. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more. I'll go home to my parents, confess what I've done, and I'll ask them to pardon their prodigal son. And when they've caressed me as oft times before, then I never will play the Wild Rover no more. And it's no nay, never. No nay, never, no more will I play the Wild Rover. No, never. It's no nay, never. No nay, never, no more will I play the Wild Rover. No, never.
Thank you very much. God bless my home. Australia, and a place that I know right well. So farewell, my own true love. When I return united, we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee. I am bound on a Yankee clipper ship. Davy Crockett is her name. And the captain's name is Burgess. And they say that she's a floating hell. So farewell, my old true love. When I return united, we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee. I have sailed with Burgess once before, and I think I know him well. And the man's a sailor to get along. No, he's not, no, the story to tell. So farewell, my old true love. When I return united, we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee. The ship is in the harbour, love, and you know I can remain. And it's going to be a long, long time before I see you again. So farewell, my old true love. When I return united, we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee. My darling, when I think of thee. Oh, my darling, when I think of thee. Oh, my darling, when I think of thee.
After Madman's Window came Seasons with Lament for Limerick from Tunes in the Morning. Then came Jesse Ferguson with The Dying Rebel from The Bard of Cornwall. Then Daniele Scardovi with Against the Tide. It's from a single. And there is a music video. You will find a link in the show notes. One of the things I want to do this year is highlight some music videos because, again, one of the goals of this podcast, at least, is to support the artists. So if I can help some of the artists and they have music video available and have that video get a little bit more feature, even better. So go check out the video. There's a link, again, in the show notes next to Daniele Scardovi. And it's a neat one. It's animated with, of course, this track as the background music for the animated video. So check it out. I'm curious, actually, how Daniele came across that and set that up. But I need to drop him an email. Finally, we finish up the set with Kelly's Wake, Leaving of Liverpool from their self-titled album. Thank you, patrons of the podcast. You are amazing, and it is because of your generosity that you hear so much great Celtic music each and every week. Your kindness pays for our engineer, graphic designer, Celtic Music Magazine editor, promotion of the podcast, and allows me to buy the music I play here. It also pays for my time creating the show each and every week. As a patron, you get music-only episodes before regular listeners. You get to vote in the Celtic Top 20. You get standalone episodes, and you get a private feed to listen to the show. All that for as little as $1 per episode. Special thanks to our new and continued patrons of the podcast, Rebecca Lynch and Vinbo. I'm going to try something new this year regarding the Celtic Top 20, which is to see if I can set it up so everyone can vote over on Patreon, if you are following the Patreon page, at least. Now, only patrons will be able to provide the final voting in the highlight reel episodes that come out, yes, there are bonus episodes that come out which feature the best top voted songs and tunes. So it is possible to get more episodes of the podcast. I'm going to see if this is possible. I might try it out and see what happens, if it's possible, first off, because that's my first question. But stay tuned for that. In the meantime, here is your three-step plan to support the podcast. Number one, go to our Patreon page. Number two, decide how much you want to pledge each and every week. $1, $5, $25. Remember, you can cap how much you want to spend per month. So you can sign up for that $25 level and cap it at $25. Or you can sign up for the $1 or $5 level and cap it at $1 or $5. And number three, keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast to celebrate Celtic culture through music. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhinge.com. And of course, if you want to travel with me on Celtic Invasion Vacation, head on over to CelticInvasion.com. Darina Harvey Band is up next with Run to Me from their album Waves of Home.
In dreams I could dwell anywhere. Oh, give me a castle and I'd build up. For I'll never let any in if I'm kind. Run to me, love, like rainfall falls under. Run to me, love, my heart beat your. Speed, wooden or steel. No prisoners for pirates. No troubles may find us. There's no doubt that time does awake or asleep. So run to me, love, like rivers run to oceans. Run to me. Trees. Run to me, love, like a vine climbs the sunlight. And run to me, love, with blossoming green. Run to me, love, like a wild forest lifting. Sing blackbirds and robins and thrushes with me. Run to me, love, like rainfall falls thunder. And run to me, love, relentless your pace. Run to me, love, stay not from my chamber. Whenever you'll want and never you'll wait.
To find to my home away from home. I'm glad to be returning, but sad to have to go. I like to find a way to be to places I want time. It's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye.
I fell asleep at last, just as the plane is touching down, and I aged 10 years while waiting for my bags to come around.
After Darina Harvey Band came Brad the Piper with The Storm from The Forgotten Game, then Rohind with Abul Kuvil from Buell, and we finished up the set with Screaming Orphans' Hard to Say Goodbye from their album Paper Daisies. We did it! The first episode of 2024 again. Remember to vote in the Celtic Top 20 so you can help us find the best songs and artists this year. And I will have even more music coming in the days to come, so I can't wait to share it all with you. We're going to finish up the show with the Poor Clares. This is A Crack in the Doorway reel set from their album Resurrected Lover. Have a wonderful, just spectacular new year. Sláinte. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and our patrons on Patreon. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website to follow the show. You'll find a link to all the artists played in this episode. Todd Wiley is the editor of the Celtic Music Magazine. Subscribe to get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Plus, you'll get 7 weekly news items about what's happening with Celtic music and culture online. Best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. And finally, remember to reduce, reuse, recycle, and think about how you can make it a positive impact on climate change. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.